unto heaven. And dear Ruth has been taken as the child of God, and Orpah as the one who returns from following after Christ and his people. And the brethren I spoke of the obstacles in the way, and that the Lord's people are a people who must needs walk in a world that is at enmity to them, against a devil opposing them, and a traitor in their own hearts, betraying them into the hand of their enemies again and again. But that was too much for Orpah, and it's too much for the hypocrite. The hypocrite doesn't have the consolations, the spiritual consolations in the midst of their difficulties. They are not able to sing in the fires. They don't have the disposition of soul to, like Paul and Silas in prison in Philippi. They were singing in their chains, singing praise to the Lord. They were overcomers because of their union to Christ. And here Ruth was an overcomer in the face of this obstacle in the way, the vehemency within which she was advised to return. But there was a principle operating in her heart, that as we heard, she could not but whatever it would cost her fall in with the Orpah. So it is with the Lord's people, that whatever it costs them, and whatever they anticipate in the way, even a lion in the way, as we have in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, and in the Scriptures and Proverbs too, that they have no option but to go on. They cannot turn back by prayer and supplication to make their request known unto God. That they leave matters with him, but no difficulty is too great for him. That is the language of faith in their hearts. They believe God's word, they have experience of God's word. That he who has said, be careful for nothing, but in all things, with prayer, supplications, that's divine adoration, supplication, that's making your needs known, and the thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that in the strength of promised grace, with the finger of their souls upon the promises of God's word, they continue in the path of duty. And we heard that also. It's in the path of duty that they go, that is the safest path. They are not always on the walking dwell in the mountaintops, but they are in the valleys, humiliation. They don't have the experiences that they read of in books, where notable and extraordinary experiences are recorded. They don't have these experiences. They say, then I can't be of this people. Cleaving you to Christ and to his people is a true mark of God's people. Desiring unfailingly to be found in him is a true mark of God's people. Or to walk in the path of obedience with the shoes of faith upon their feet, the feet of their souls. Even when others turn back, even when those whom they have loved turn back. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave to her. Well, may the Lord bless our meditation on his truth. It would now ask the brother.